memory etched down in a quite tricky way, an interesting way technically. And it would be good if this feature was available to other distros. So we've spent quite some time with Flipto people to package this feature for Debian so it can be, so Tails can use the same Debian package for that as Flipto, and possibly someday any Debian user that wishes to use it. There's still quite some work to be done in this area, and I'm confident that the increasing collaboration with other similar derivatives will help. Now it's time to boast a bit about what we've done upstream. We are working on supporting App Armor better in Debian. We've submitted patches to a whole lot of upstream projects, either via Debian or directly upstream, including some security issues discovered by us sometimes. So, as you can see, if we do this right, we have very little Tails-specific code. Doing Tails is actually not really a programming work. It's more like writing some glue to stick existing pieces together, and if needed, improving the pieces or creating the glue. So that's social work. It means talking with upstreams, finding the right people to implement the right thing in the right place. One drawback of this approach, of course, is that quite often stuff we want to see in Tails arrives quite late in Tails, because we've had a patch integrated against whatever GNOME 3.12 program, and we are not shipping GNOME 3.12 right now, so we'll only benefit from our work maybe in 2 years. That's most of the time an acceptable drawback, and actually in general you can just backport the patches and it works just fine. Another consequence of our take on this focus on maintainability, is that Tails is still alive. Now let's have a look at the future and see what our roadmap looks like, and then I'll give you a few hints about what kind of help we need, in which areas, with examples. Our main non-technical focus for the next month and years is to be more welcoming to more varied contributions from people with more varied skills. We also really need to make our life easier, else we'll just die under the load created by our success. This means doing work in the continuous integration area, basically. We want to make Tails even more usable, because even if it's already quite usable compared to doing stuff on the command line and stuff, or creating your own anonymity distro yourself, there are still problems that we are trying to identify and address. And we feel we really need to do better to protect users against targeted attacks. Our attack surface is still a bit too wide, and we should mitigate security issues in software like Firefox and Pidgin and things like that. I say mitigate and not fix, because we are not going to suddenly, out of thin air, make Firefox secure or Pidgin secure. All we can do is try to do it so that if Pidgin has a flaw, then it can't allow an attacker to get your GNUPG keys. That would already be a good start. So, this summer we'll release on July 22nd our first release based on Debian Wheezy. We're very late on that one. And incidentally, it will add support for UEFI booting, so people who, for some reason, got Apple hardware can use Tails 2 with all the features available. Because right now they can use it from DVD, but then you're lacking a few interesting features of Tails. Then we have two main milestones that reflect our priorities that I just stated before. The 2.0 milestones about sustainability and maintainability. As part of this thing, we want to automate our release process quite a lot. Ideally, we would be able to ship same-day security updates using our incremental updates feature. That is basically, if tomorrow there's a security issues discovered in this or in libtif or whatever, in pidgin, we should be able within a day to make it so users boot their tails, are prompted to install the upgrade, say yes, wait 5 minutes, reboot, and are safe. That's the ideal situation we want to reach at some point, and we are working slowly towards with this goal. For 2.0, we also want to revamp entirely the graphical login screen, which we call the Tails Greeter, because that's probably one of the parts of Tails that is the most confusing to users. So there's quite some improvement to do to be done in usability there. The next main milestone, our roadmap, is about hardening and sandboxing, which will be achieved, if you're curious, mainly via using AppArmor and improving the coverage of compile time hardening flags in Debian. Needless to say, if you're interested in any of this and want to help, you're more than welcome. So, now is the recruiting session. So, we need people who can do translation. Translators can allow more people around the world to use Tails. That's important for us. Currently, our software is quite well translated in 20 languages or so, but our website is not. And for example, there was an Italian translation team that has started recently, whose aim is to translate the Tails website into Italian and keep it up to date. I guess they wouldn't mind some additional hands. We need to improve our documentation even further. For each such kind of skills I'm presenting here, I wrote about a few examples of easy tasks that can be done by new contributors. I won't cover this in details or repeat what's on the slide. We need people to test our stuff before we can release it. We have a testers mailing list where we quite regularly ask for specific tests. Right now, for example, we are waiting for people who have access to a Windows machine to test something. It's quite easy to do. We have no such Windows machine, unfortunately. Or maybe not. We need people who have other skills we lack, like good graphics or web design skills. We are no good at that, and some people are. This is important because it's not about making Tails something that could be sold or whatever. But it has to be taken into account that aesthetics and design impacts on usability and on how the user who may not feel comfortable in the security computer security area, if the tools are not friendly and welcoming, it gets worse, and that may be a showstopper. We also need people who are specialized in user interface and user experience. We have identified, thanks to the usability testing sessions that happened a week ago or two, we have identified a few specific areas that need work, and there are quite a few tasks on our task tracker that are about design a new way to provide feedback to the user about this or that, these kind of things. If you're good at these kind of things, you're welcome. Oh, and hey, sometimes we need people to write code and or improve code, most of the times in upstream projects. For example, we clearly lack people who are at ease with improving software written in C, especially with the glib, that is basically GNOME software. We really lack these skills and need people to add, for example, support for the TrueCrypt on-disk format to UDisks, because nowadays Crypt Setup supports that, and to ease migration for people who used to use TrueCrypt to allow them to easily migrate something else. Ideally, it would be supported just like a Lux container by the GNOME tools. We have quite a few others, maybe four or five such things that should be fixed in GNOME, like HKPS support in Seahorse, things like that. As I mentioned previously, one of our primary goals for the next few years is to make our life easier by automating more stuff in the release and development process. This needs infrastructure work. This needs to configure stuff in Jenkins and things like that. We are trying to, it's not easy to share this work because Tails is quite a security sensitive project, and building trust takes quite some time, so we can just give root access to anyone who comes here and say, hey, I want to help with sysadmin. So the way we're trying to do it, that we were greatly inspired by the Wikimedia sysadmin team's practices. The general idea is that they treat infrastructure as code. All of your system configuration that's not top secret needs to be published. In this case, in their case, and in ours, in public Puppet modules. So one can work on the infrastructure locally with a set of virtual machines, and then submit a pull request that we can take, or ask for improvements, or reject, whatever. We hope this lowers the bar substantially to allow people to give a hand in this area, without putting our users at risk. We'll see how it goes. And of course, one can improve Tails by contributing to Debian. We always are in need of one more backport, or one NMU, or some new upstream release, or something like that. Currently, I would say that among the people who contribute a lot today, we are only two people doing that. And we certainly wouldn't mind some help from people who are interested to get started in packaging stuff for Debian or contributing to Debian in any other way. We have a list of things we need to be done in Debian on our Redmine that you can check if interested. There are hard tasks, there are also some low-hanging fruits that we intentionally leave open so that people can get started with easy stuff. And we certainly don't mind mentoring people to get started contributing to Debian. I mean, if they intend to use these new skills to do stuff in Debian that we need. It's not a generic mentoring team. Oh, and sometimes we can make use of money. So people who have too much money can give it to us and it will help somehow. And if they don't have too much money, well, fair enough. If I manage to get you hooked and you want to get started contributing to Tails, we have quite some documentation about this. We have this central entry point, which is the contribute webpage on our website. There's a contribute link on the homepage, easy to find. And then you have a page per category of skills, like documentation, translation, etc., etc., that explains in more details the specifics of how to do work in this or that area. We also have this notion of easy tasks. Easy doesn't mean it's easy in general. This wouldn't mean much. Our definition of easy tasks depend on the area. For example, for the coding tasks, our definition of easy task is that you should be able to solve the problem without having to build a Tails ISO yourself. Things like that. And we have a definition per kind of skills, per type of work. It might be that these tasks are actually hard in their category. It just means that they don't require a lot of insight into how Tails works initially. And we try quite hard to document very clearly before we mark a task as easy, to document very clearly what's the actual problem to solve, what are the specifications, why the obvious solution might not work, where is the Git repository hosted, things like that to help people get started. We didn't invent all that. We are greatly inspired by other great free software projects that are working on these easy tasks too. And I must say that even if we have all this thing in place to help people get started contributing into Tails, our to-do list is still huge and quite hard to find one's way in. So sometimes the best way to get started is just to come tell us, hey, here is what I know how to do. I'm good at this, I'm good at that. I'm not good at this, but I want to learn. This works too. And then we can match tasks that would be probably suitable for you, a few ones, and then you pick whatever you prefer in the list. This worked quite well recently. It's possible to talk to us. I'm here until Sunday about 3 p.m., so you can come and talk to me. We have various mailing lists, as indicated there. We have an IRC channel or two, which are not so much used by the people the most involved in Tails. So to be honest, if you go to IRC and expect to talk to Tails developers, it might not work. Better use asynchronous communication tools like email. Works better with us. It's slowly changing as new contributors have arrived who spend time on IRC, contrary to most of us, which is good. That's all.